Good morning, church. Let's stand. Let's open up in prayer. Father, we thank you once again that we can be here today. And Father, our prayer is the same every single week, that as we come here now and we open up the service here with songs, we want to praise you. We want to lift up the name of Jesus. So Father, we just ask that you would just send down your fire through the Holy Spirit. Touch us today. That we would just be able to sing out with joy. To put aside any problems, grievances we might have. And just be able to completely focus on you. We thank you for that now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Holy, 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 all the saints adore thee, casting down their golden crowns around the glassy sea. Cherubim and seraphim falling down before thee, which word and garden evermore shall be. Holy, 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 though the darkness hide thee, though the eye of sinful man thy glory may not see, only thou art holy, there is none beside thee, perfect in power, in love and purity. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, all thy works shall praise thy name in earth and sky and sea. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Within my heart a melody, Jesus whispers sweet and low, fear not, I am with thee, peace be still, in all life's ebb and flow. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. All my life was wrecked by sin and strife, discord filled my heart with pain. Jesus swept across the broken strings, stirred the slumbering chords again. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Feasting on the riches of his grace, resting neath the sheltering wing, always looking on his smiling face, that is why I shout and sing. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my me singing as I go. Though sometimes he leads through waters deep, trials fall across the way. Though sometimes the path seems rough and steep, see his footprints all the way. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Soon he's coming back to welcome me, far beyond the starry sky. I shall wing my flight to worlds unknown, I shall reign with him on high. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go.
Amen.
Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed, let not my enemies triumph over me. Show me thy way,
show me
thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy path, thy path, O Lord. Not be ashamed, let not my enemies triumph over me. Lead me in thy truth,
lead me in thy truth,
thy truth, O Lord,
thy truth, O Lord.
Lead me in thy truth,
lead me in thy truth,
thy truth, O Lord,
thy truth, O Lord.
Oh my God,
oh my God,
I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed, let not my enemies triumph over me. Remember not the sin,
remember not the sin,
the sins of my youth. Remember not my sin,
remember not my sin,
the sins of my youth.
Oh my God,
let me not be ashamed, let not my enemies triumph over me. Unto thee, O Lord,
unto thee, O Lord,
do I lift up my soul,
do I lift up my soul.
Unto thee, O Lord,
unto thee, O Lord,
do I lift up my soul,
do I lift up my soul.
Oh my God, let me not be ashamed, let not my enemies triumph over me.
Amen.
Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let his praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing, standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises that cannot fail. When the howling storms of doubt and fear assail, by the living word of God I shall prevail. Standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises I now can see. Perfect present cleansing in the blood for me. Standing in the liberty where Christ makes free. Standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of Christ the Lord. Bound to Him eternally by love's strong cord. Overcoming daily with the Spirit's sword. Standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises, I cannot fall. Listening every moment to the Spirit's call. Resting in my Savior as my all in all. Standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God.
Amen.
I like verse 5 this week. Standing on the promises, I cannot fall. Listening every moment to the Spirit's call. And resting in my Savior as my all in all. Amen.
Tell the story of unseen things above, of Jesus and His glory, of Jesus and His love. I love to tell the story because I know 'tis true. It satisfies my longings as nothing else can do. I love to tell the story. 'Twill be my theme in glory to tell the old, old story of Jesus and His love. I love to tell the story, more wonderful it seems than all the golden fancies of all our golden dreams. I love to tell the story, it did so much for me. And that is just the reason I tell it now to thee. I love to tell the story. 'Twill be my theme in glory to tell the old, old story of Jesus and His love. I love to tell the story, 'tis pleasant to repeat. What seems each time I tell it, more wonderfully sweet. I love to tell the story, for some have never heard the message of salvation from God's own holy word. I love to tell the story, 'twill be my favorite glory to tell the old, old story of Jesus and his love. I love to tell the story for those who know it best, seem hungering and thirsting to hear it like the rest. And when in scenes of glory I sing the new, new song, 'twill be the old, old story that I have loved so long. I love to tell the story, 'twill be my theme in glory, to tell the old, old story of Jesus and his love.
Amen.
I like those words. I sing the new, new song to be the old, old story. If you think about it, the cross, it was the end of the beginning. The end of the beginning. Something beautiful. I have decided to follow Jesus.
Amen.
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. The world behind me, the cross before me. The world behind me, the cross before me. The world behind me, the cross before me. No turning back, no turning back. Though none go with me, I still will follow. Though none go with me, I still will follow. Though none go with me, I still will follow. No turning back, no turning back. Will you decide now to follow Jesus? Will you decide now to follow Jesus? Will you decide now to follow Jesus? No turning back, no turning back.
Amen.
You know, that song, it can be easy to sing if you're not in a country where you face persecution. But what if you were to make a decision for Christ, and then you got to go home and face your family, face your neighbors? There's now a death sentence in your head if you're a Muslim or if you're a Hindu. It's not lightly that they sing that song. I have decided to follow Jesus, and no turning back.
Let's just praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hands to heaven and praise the Lord. Let's just praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hands to heaven and praise the Lord. Let's just love the Lord, love the Lord. just lift our hands to heaven and love the Lord. Let's just love the Lord. Love the Lord. Let's just lift our hands to heaven and love the Lord. Let's just serve the Just lift our hands to heaven and serve the Lord. Let's just serve the Lord. Serve the Lord. Let's just lift our hands to heaven and serve the Lord. Let's just praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hands to heaven and praise the Lord. Let's just praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hands to heaven and praise the Lord. Let's just love the Lord. Just lift our hands to heaven and love the Lord. Let's just love the Lord. Love the Lord. Let's just lift our hands to heaven and love the Lord. Let's just serve the Lord. Let's just lift our hands to heaven and serve the Lord. Let's just serve the Lord. Serve the Lord. Let's just lift our hands to heaven and serve the Lord. My hands lifted up and my mouth filled with praise, with the heart of thanksgiving, I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord. With the heart of thanksgiving, I will bless thee, O Lord. With my hands lifted up and my mouth filled with praise, with the heart of thanksgiving, I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord. With the heart of thanksgiving, I will bless thee, O Lord. With my hands lifted up and my mouth filled with praise, with a heart of thanksgiving, I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord. With a heart of thanksgiving, I will bless thee, O Lord. Strength, O God. You are my help, O God. shield, O God. My life I yield, O God, for you will ever be my all in all. You are my strength, O God. You are my help, O God. You are the one on whom I call. You are my shield, O God, my life I yield, O God, for you will ever be my all in all.
There are those words again, my all in all. Let's sing that one more time.
You are my strength, O God, you are my help, O God, you are the one on whom I call, you are my shield, O God, my life I yield, O God, for you will ever be my all in all. You are my strength, O God. You are my help, O God. You are the one on whom I call. You are my shield, O God. My life I yield, O God. For you will ever be my all in all.
Try me, Master, today. Whiter than snow, Lord, wash me just now, as in thy presence humbly I bow. Have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. Wounded and weary, help me, I pray. Power, all power, surely is thine. Touch me and heal me, Savior divine. Have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. Hold o'er my being absolute sway. Fill with thy spirit till all shall see Christ only always living in me.
Amen.
Having thine way, Lord, have it thine own way. Not our way, but your way, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you to help me to pray. To pray according to thy will. And I want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for having it your way, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise your holy name. Praise your holy name. Lord, I humble myself before you. I surrender all to you. For I am yours, I've been bought with a price. And I ask you right now to use me. Not my will, but thy will be done, I pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for a glorious day today. We pray, O Lord, for a move of your Holy Spirit today. More than we saw last week, more than the week before. Let it be a move, O Lord, that everyone will be touched and no one will be left untouched. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And we want to thank you today for victory. The word says, awake thou that sleepeth, and rise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See thou you walk circumspectly, not as fool, but as wise, redeeming the time, for the days are evil. And be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Understanding what the will of the Lord is. And we, Heavenly Father, we ask you today to fill us with the knowledge of thy will. In all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that we may walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, and be fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. Strengthen with all might according to your glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. Giving thanks unto the Father who made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who delivered us from the powers of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, by whom we have redemption, through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. O Lord, what else can we ask, Lord? We got it all. So we want to walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, and be fruitful in every good work. That's our delight. Our delight is in the law of the Lord, and in your law shall we meditate day and night, that we may be like trees planted by the rivers of water, that will bring forth fruit in its season. Our leaf won't wither, and anything we will do shall prosper. And we want to thank you, Lord, O Lord, for following what the word says. And we bless you, we thank you, we're determined today to worship you in spirit and in truth, to lift up holy hands, to shout hallelujah, to make a joyful noise unto the Lord, and we have a good reason to do so. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heavens and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Lord, we want to draw nigh unto you, that you may draw nigh unto us. We humble ourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift us up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise your holy name. Praise your holy name. We ask you today, O Lord, that your Holy Spirit will touch Charles as he brings the message to us. Give him, O Lord, peace in his heart and freedom to preach, and let the word pierce us like a two-edged sword. Oh, let the word come out with power, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And let it be victory in this body of believers, we pray, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now, as we are about to receive this offering, the word says, bring your tithes into the storehouse, that it will be meet in my house. And prove me herewith, said the Lord of hosts, if I do not open you a window in heaven, and pour such a blessing that it may not be enough room to receive it. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, that we are going to give with gladness. We're going to give with gladness. And we praise you and thank you, Heavenly Father. We ask you, Lord, to anoint anyone that gives a testimony today. And we praise you and thank you, Heavenly Father. And thank you, Lord, for having it your way, we pray today in the name of Jesus. And we give you all the praise. We give you all the glory, all the honor, and pray this prayer in Jesus' precious and a mighty name. And all God's children said, Amen. Hallelujah.
See all bright, shiny faces. Testimony. Centurius.
Good morning, everyone. God is good. Last week, Bob Cadel, he gave a testimony of what happened when we went down to his place and we made that move. And he painted a nice picture about what happened and everything. But what I want to make a change there is this, that whatever happened, it was not Sotiris, it was not Bob Cadel, but it was the Spirit of God moving through us and doing those wonderful things, and that we prayed, and every time there was a need, we pray, and so on. So the glory goes to the Lord, and not to Sotiris, not to Bob Cadel, although I appreciate what he said and all the wonderful things that he said. But again, I don't receive. I give it to the Lord, and he's a source. He's the one that we open our mouth, and he fills it, and he gives us that the anointing and everything. So all glory belongs to the Lord. And that's what I wanted to make clear, that because I felt somehow uncomfortable when he was saying it. I don't want to say anything wrong. He did well the way he described it, but it was God's inspiration and God's leading us. I mean, because they that are led by the Spirit of God, the Bible says, they are the sons of God, and that's what happened. We were led by the Spirit of God. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Any more testimonies? Well, I have a testimony. I'm praising God today that I'm keeping my eyes on Him, on Jesus. I'm keeping my eyes on Jesus. And when I'm able to do that, everything goes very well. And I'm praising God today for that. And I'm happy. I'm joyful. I'm not angry. I'm just resting in God and knowing that He's taking care of all the issues of life on every single thing we do. I praise Him for that. Pamela, praise God.
Good morning, everyone. And I agree, Michael. Keep your eyes on Jesus, and He will direct your paths all the way. I'm just in awe of God, how He works. Because about 8 years ago, when I came here, I had a bondage. I had many of them, but one of them was financial. And last week when Jane, you spoke, you gave your testimony, it gave me courage. It gave me strength through Jesus. And the Holy Spirit works through you and works through all of us. But the saints are building up the other saints and through Jesus Christ. And it just gave me hope because I had one more thing that the Lord had to accomplish as far regarding my financial problems. And I had to wait on the Lord. And like in Proverbs 3:5, it says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean on not your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. So I had to wait on the Lord last week. It's very difficult sometimes to wait on the Lord because we want to go in there and do what we have to do. We have to call people, organize things, figure things out instead of just giving it to Jesus. So that's what I had to do. It was one more thing I had to accomplish, and it's kind of a personal matter, but it has to do with my finances. And I don't have to go into detail about it or boast about it. I don't want to do that. I just want to praise God. Amen. For accomplishing what He did. And, I mean, it was a miracle what happened. And all I can say is I am debt-free. Amen. I am debt-free. For me to stand up here and say that to you all is, I mean, I just give all the glory to God and Jesus Christ, my Savior, and the Holy Spirit who works in me. And I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. It's not me, my flesh. That gave up long ago. Sometimes it tries to get back in me, but I'm just so happy. And Michael, that's right. Sometimes we have to make ourselves be happy. Sometimes we get up and we're not exactly we don't know what's wrong. That's how it happens to me. And like last week, I went to this park where I live, and I want to say Golden Gate, but that's in San Francisco. It's McKinley Park. And you know, they have all the ducks in the ponds and they have the roses. And I was just walking around there and kind of not feeling too good. So I started talking to a duck. Yeah. It sounds kind of funny that, I started saying, hi, Mr. Duck. How are you today? And I just kept talking to him, and pretty soon he starts getting out of the water and he comes up to me. And I knew that was Jesus, saying hello to me, saying, don't fret about anything. Everything's going to be okay. Don't have anxiety. Don't have fear. And so that's what I did. And I just want to thank Jesus for being, I mean, the Holy Spirit is working in us. I feel that more powerfully every day. When I give up all my will to the Lord every morning, He makes my day better. And you know, I let people handle things for me that before I wanted to do by myself, and I trust in them, then things get done. Yeah, Jesus does it. He's doing everything for us. And so I just want to thank Him and praise Him and lift Him up, because through nothing happens unless Jesus does it. And I just want to thank you all for praying for me and standing by me. You know, when I didn't understand what was going on, and you know, we get in that spot where we get, sometimes we get angry, but I can say I don't have anger anymore. I'm dead. I'm dead. And I don't want to be offended anymore by anything. And I thank Jesus for that.
Pamela, I am blessed by your testimony. Praise the Lord. Man, wow. That's great. Monica.
I just wanted to say, I don't know who picked the songs this week, but they were wonderful. And I was so blessed, really blessed. And I think God knew that I needed to have that. So I praise His name.
Well, good morning, everybody, again. Pamela, I was sitting there thinking about what you were saying. Romans chapter 6, it says, "What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein?" Being dead to it. That's what it means by, I'm dead. You know, a person who doesn't understand the Bible just thinks, you're a very morbid lot. But it also talks about here in the next few verses, it says that just as, you know, Jesus was buried and resurrected, we are also the same way. The newness of life. So, I have a little testimony here this morning. It's been many, many years since Katherine and I have not had children. And I've gotten to the point where I've kind of forgotten what it's like. Because, you know, mornings, well, when they're asleep, our time is our time. But when they're up, our time is their time. And I went to bed early last night. I was really, really tired. And I wanted to get some time in to look over my sermon outline, just to look it over. And so I didn't even set the alarm. I just said, God, I need to get up early. That was what I said to Him, and I was off dozing. So He woke me up here at 5:30 this morning. And I said, God, I'm not ready to get up yet. Can you wake me up in 1 hour? Exactly 1 hour later, woke up again. So God does look after little details too. I mean, you think like, oh yeah, He raised Lazarus from the dead. Okay, that's a big detail, all right? Took care of a huge financial obstruction. But God's also interested in the little details of our lives. So praise God for that. All right, we have some prayer requests here this morning. We got a letter in here this week from a ministry supporter by name of Art. And evidently he's going to be going in for heart surgery this coming Wednesday. So it's not a light thing to go in under the knife. I mean, with technology today and stuff, it's pretty safe. It's not like it was 500 years ago. Someone said, here, let's do an operation. You had probably less than a 50% chance of surviving. But still, nevertheless, you know, we don't know. There's nothing that's 100% certain in this world. The doctor says, yeah, we can fix this, but there could always be a complication. So we don't know anything other than that. We know that he is born again. He's going in for heart surgery, so we will lift him up. Now, it was brought to my attention we need to cover some other stuff, thank you, Michael, for that. He was saying, we need some more rain. And it's been a while since we prayed for rain. We've had a fairly dry summer. I was kind of irritated a couple weeks ago. Just had the cars washed. And you know how you drive around, there's a light coat of dust. And just enough rain came down to make it just all dirty. I mean, just completely dirty. And then the rain stopped and just went away. So it wasn't enough rain just to wash the dirt off. But we could use some more rain. Because, eventually it evaporates, and it starts affecting us all over the place, especially farmers. So another thing I want to pray for today is Proposition 8. If you've been following that, you know that we passed a law here. The voters of California passed a law. A very small minority has managed to have the courts overturn this. So this is probably just one tiny little problem of a whole. I mean, if you look at the federal government all the way to this president, this sitting president that we have in the White House, I don't think any of us is happy with this. And a couple hundred years ago, we had a bloody revolution. And I feel that the winds of change are heading that way. But there's two kinds of revolution that can take place. There can be another bloody revolution, but there can also be one of hearts and minds where God comes in and there's a revolution of where there is Holy Spirit fire coming down and just touching people. We call that revival. So there's two ways to have revolution. There's God's way, the perfect way. No one dies. Okay? Potentially, everybody can get saved in this. Or the second way, it's bloody. But the way that it's going, the country is just being more and more divided. And it's just going to approach a point where something's going to set it off. So we need to pray for change. I mean, Proposition 8 just happens to be one tiny little part of that. But there's a greater problem. I mean, that's just the tip. And last thing, commodities, oil. Michael, your prayer was worth $2.79 going down. So it seems like for the last 2 weeks we went from one to down to back up to down, and it's not really moving a whole lot. So it's sitting at about $73.50. So I think while we're at it, we're praying for change in our country. We can also pray for, we should set a goal as a congregation, something we should shoot for, not just say, God, we want a lower price. What should be our goal? Something like $40 a barrel. We would like to say, you know what? This is the goal that we're praying for. Every single week, that's what we're shooting toward. So, those of you who would like to, come forward. Let's pray. Let's petition God.
Dear God, I just come to you today, just praising you and worshiping you, God the Father, Jesus the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Thank you, God, for this opportunity in America to be free and to be able to stand here with you, Father God, and be able to lift up our hands, lift up our hearts, our minds, and our souls to you, Father God, knowing that you're taking care of all the issues of our lives and of this country, and that it is in your hands. But I know that you just need people to come to you in prayer and to ask, and you will give it. And dear God, I just pray and thank you, God, for the way that you have sustained the prices of oil and gas and how they've fluctuated a little bit, but you have not let it go out of sight. Lord God, I praise you for that. Lord God, now I'm coming to you, God, and I'm praying and asking you to take this gas prices down to $40 a gallon. $40 is our target goal, Lord God. And we want it. We need it in this country, Father God. And I pray, God, that you will intervene in the gangsters that are running the country in this oil prices, and that you will bind their demons and demonic forces up, and we cast those demons to the ground and make them deaf, dumb, and blind in the name of Jesus. That you will be able to work your work, Father God, and that you will take care of business. And Lord God, I also lift up Sinteris this morning, God, that in his mouth, his tooth, that has given him problems, Lord God, that you will take and you will heal this tooth. And you will heal his tooth all the way down through the gums and the root canal. And Lord God, you will bring him peace over this tooth. And Lord God, any abscess that is in his mouth, Lord God, it'll be taken from him right now in the name of Jesus. And we bind it. Any demonic activity that is trying to get to Sinteris, Lord God. And we cast those demons to the ground and make them deaf, dumb, and blind in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I give you all the praise and honor and glory. And thank you in Jesus' name.
Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are the overall judge. You are the one that, O Lord, that makes things happen. You make a way where there seems to be no way. You can make a way through the wilderness and bring rivers in the desert. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. O Lord, it's not what Judge Walker decided to bring to come against the Proposition 8. To come against the will of people and do his own way. And Lord, God is not mocked. Whatsoever man sows, that shall he also reap. Amen. And we thank you, Lord, that they that reap to the flesh shall reap corruption, and they that reap to the Spirit shall reap life everlasting, those that sow in the Spirit. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Oh Lord, not only do we pray that Proposition 8 will pass, and oh Lord, it will not be homosexual marriages. Right. And above all, we pray, oh Lord, for the salvation of the homosexual community. Yes. We pray, oh Lord, that it will be a move of your Holy Spirit as never moved before. As you moved, oh Lord, with the hippie generation, you can move upon all the homosexual community, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and be touched, Lord, like a two-edged sword come upon them, O Lord, and be saved, and your name be glorified, O Lord. And wherever, O Lord, all the government and all the people in the media and everywhere that they are on their side and they want to have their perfect rights, they have no rights. Amen. Only follow God's rights. Right. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, that we're going to see that proposition pass. And we're going to see, O Lord, victories be won. And we pray for this country, O Lord, that it will be a revival, Lord, that it will sweep the whole country and the whole world, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, and will be no more homosexuality. It will be no more pornography. It will not be no more abortion. And we pray, Heavenly Father, oh, let the Lord again, O Lord God, move in such a mighty way in this country and bring it back where it used to be, where the way it started, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for that group that call it the call. Oh, Lord, how boldly they moved and they said against homosexuality. They didn't try to be politically correct, but they said sin for what it is. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for mighty victory, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen.
Father God, we thank you for the rain that you gave us during the spring and winter this year and part of 2009. And Father, we thank you very much because it was so needed. Father, we lift it up again to you now. We've had a nice warm summer. We've had some hot days and we've enjoyed it and kind of forgotten about the rain. But now the earth is drying out and the crops need rain and all of the plants need rain, and we need it in order to prevent fires, which are being set by arsonists all over the place. Father God, we come against those arsonists too, and we ask you, Lord, that you make it impossible for them to do that.
Amen.
and pour the rain down and get everything good and wet, and then they can't start fires so easily. Father, we thank you that you know all the needs of this state. As far as water is concerned, you know all the politics involved, Lord God. And there are many, many politics that have been depriving the food center of the Fresno Valley of water for years. And they have dried up and lost their crops. And they used to feed the whole world. Father, we ask you to restore it again. Restore it to better than it was before. And let it be confound the evil people that are trying to play games about it and trying to manipulate the water for the Southern California swimming pools. Father, they've got the ocean. They don't need all those swimming pools. So, Father, we just pray for rain. We pray, oh God, that you will just open the windows of heaven and pour out rain and on the earth, but also, Lord, that you would pour out your latter rain on us from the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit would rain on every member of this church, on every attendee, on every child, everyone here, Lord God, that you would just pour your latter rain on us, Lord God, and give us the Holy Spirit in abundance and let this place come to life on fire for you, Lord God, the right kind of fire. Father, we thank you for it. We thank you for what you're doing in each individual. We thank you for Charles and for his message that he's going to deliver. And we ask you to anoint him and give him power with the message. It's a great message, Lord God, and we need to hear it. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
And Father, we lift up this man, Art, as he's going to go in and go in for some kind of heart surgery. Father, we know that he is born again. So, Father, we don't know the exact details of it, but Father, we know that sometimes the body breaks down. There's other times where we eat ourselves into needing surgery. So Father, we don't know his situation, but if there is a change that needs to happen in his life, Father, we ask that you would just bring it about and that we will hear the good news. We thank you for this now. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. That's how the outline's handed out.